This is Ted Kennedy. The Mannion nomination is a new low for Ed Meese in a scheme to stack the courts with right-wing judges. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, I know you'll vote for any Reagan administration nominee who's still breathing, but you have to admit Ed Meese hit bottom when he got President Reagan to nominate Daniel Mannion to the appeals court in Chicago. The nomination is in trouble for one reason only, Bob: Mannion's extreme lack of qualifications. He's had no experience in federal courts. His briefs in state courts border on the illiterate. He insulted the Supreme Court by defying one of its key decisions, and he refused to come clean in his Senate confirmation hearing. Mannion's conservative, Bob, but ideology isn't the issue. Democrats have confirmed dozens of conservative Reagan judges, but they all had adequate qualifications. Don't blame us because Mannion flunks the test, Bob. Blame Ed Meese for setting the standard too low.
Ted, you flunked your own test. You're trying to torpedo Daniel Mannion's career for the following reasons. One, he is a conservative. Two, he is from a small town. Three, he is a country lawyer. And four, he doesn't agree with Ted Kennedy's ultra-liberal interpretation of the Constitution. Ted, those sound like ringing endorsements for the federal bench, as far as I'm concerned. But let's look at some history. Ted Kennedy's president, Jimmy Carter, stuffed the courts with 256 judges, all of them liberals. No wonder the American people are demanding sweeping court reform. And President Reagan is delivering. Now, here's the best part. Despite your smear campaign, Daniel Mannion is only one step away from taking his place on the federal bench, right where he belongs, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. Tip O'Neill slammed the door in the president's face, but the White House won anyway. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.